When Wes Goodman was running for a seat in the Ohio House last year, rumors started to circulate that the married, right-wing candidate who was making a name for himself with his anti-LGBTQ messaging was gay. The first-time House Republican Chief of Staff Mike Ditto says he heard anything about this was early last year, when someone wanted the caucus to know about the hypocrisy of Goodman's message.
He was disappointed that Representative Goodman had anti-LGBT rhetoric on his campaign website, but was telling us that candidate Goodman was in fact gay.
What Ditto and other House leaders knew, and when, is starting to come out in the aftermath of Goodman's resignation from the House. Goodman was asked to leave because of inappropriate conduct in his state office with another man.
To allege any sort of cover-up is an absolute mischaracterization of the events.
As Ditto explains, he would hear rumors of explicit social media messages, and eventually, that included screenshots of a sexually charged text message conversation between Goodman and an unnamed man. But Ditto and the House legal team determined that these were not instances that they could act on.
The person was alleging that Representative Goodman might be gay and having social media contacts with people outside of his marriage. That is not really within our purview. Our purview is what happens with House staff and personnel within the House.
Ditto says Goodman would always deny the claims, adding that they never received allegations that Goodman was engaged in inappropriate behavior with House staff. According to Ditto, the first time a House staffer made any kind of complaint was when it regarded the conduct inside his office, which led to Goodman's resignation. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.